Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was higher across the board in all the big contracts here. We had corn up a penny at 384 and three quarters in March. Beans were up 9 to 9.5 cents, and then wheat was the leader today, up 11 to 15 cents in Chicago wheat and up 10 to 13 cents in Kansas City. Now, the big strength today came despite actually neutral to maybe even weak sales for the export sales this morning. On beans, we are expecting 450 to 650, and it came in at 489,000, so right in the middle of the range for soybeans. Corn, 845,000. We are looking for 800 to 950. And then wheat, 397,600 metric tons, expecting 300 to 450. So nothing too surprising there. It seemed like the commodity complex as a whole gained traction back from yesterday's declines. Yesterday's declines were kind of a crude oil move. Now crude oil is bouncing again today. And of course, the U.S. dollar index and other outside markets are all supportive, with the dollar down 42 and then the stock market up about 200 in the Dow. So it seems like the grains have gone as the economy has gone as a whole the last couple of days.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
On the news front, we're really focused on the next week USDA report, but there were a few things today. We had the export report and also a report that Egypt is considering buying $100 million or borrowing $100 million to purchase U.S. wheat, and they could be pricing it on this rally here. So this could be the Egyptians bidding U.S. wheat higher. Also, next week, we've got the USDA 10-year projections, which are going to be on Wednesday. But then on Tuesday, we've got the latest round of the monthly report there from the USDA. They're expecting to have a ending stocks for the 14-15 bean crop about 400 million bushels, lower than January. Corn a little bit higher at 1.879 billion bushels, and wheat also a little higher at 689 million bushels. World ending stocks for beans, 90.4, down from 90.8 in January. For corn, 189.3 million metric tons, slightly higher than January. And then wheat, slightly lower, 195.8 million metric tons, down from 196. So no big changes, but they are changing everything just a little bit. That's next Tuesday.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle 42 higher at 153.42, April down 62 at 148.02. March feeder cattle down 107 at 195.65, April down a dollar at 195.85. February lean hogs down 182 at 63.27, April down 185 at 66.27. March Kansas City wheat up 11 and a quarter at 564. May up 10 and a quarter at 566 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat up 14 and three quarters at 525 and three quarters. March corn up 1 3/4 at 385 and a quarter. July up 1.5 at $4.50. March soybeans up 9 1/4 at 981 and a quarter. May up 9 at 987 and three quarters. March cotton 56 higher at 61.79 and May up 38 at 61.80. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.